June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
In one of the most stunning developments you've ever seen in your entire life, the Mavericks selected Cooper Flagg last night in the NBA Draft. I did not think for a second they were going to take Cooper Flagg.
You're being sarcastic.
I'm being very sarcastic.
It is stunning. Because they could always mess something up. I mean, they went on a 5-month run of literally doing the wrong thing every time. That it wouldn't have surprised me if they would have just been like, you know, they could have picked who God knows who yesterday. They could have just been like, well, We just wanted to, we thought there was a really scrappy defender from Colgate, and so we took him number one.
Hey, look, I mean, oh God, who was the Colgate player? Never mind. They could have screwed the whole thing up. They didn't. And maybe we're turning the corner here. Just maybe.
They deserve credit for kneeling the ball.
Uh-huh. They didn't try to pass it.
Don't do anything stupid. Just kneel the ball.
And they knelt.
Yeah. Keep the possession. And that's what you did. And now you got Cooper Flagg, who is... he's going to be a great player. But yeah. Here's the thing. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. He might bust relative to expectation if people have unrealistic expectations for what he can be.
Mm-hmm.
If you think he's going to be Michael Jordan or even LeBron or anything like that, he's not going to be that.
No.
But his baseline... His worst level of play, barring injury, that could always happen. But barring injury, his worst level of play will be a good two-way player that you need on a title contender.
Right.
That's the floor for him.
Yes. Yes, that's the floor. Again, barring all craziness like injuries and stuff. That's
injury would literally be the only thing that would derail him from being a good player.
Yes.
But it remains to be seen if he'll be one of the best, if he'll be a top 10 player in the league throughout his career, but he will at the very least be a good player.
I agree. So that's the exciting part. And then that's going to be something that we are obviously keeping an eye on his entire career. Like, unfortunately for Cooper, like they are going to, and we are going to break down just about every single game,
mm-hmm.
like it's an NFL game in year one.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm pretty sure we did that with Luka, but I know we did. But Luka came out he came out red hot.
He did. Luka still wasn't Luka the first year.
No, because he was thinner and faster and able to dunk.
Yeah, and that led to like a shooting percentage that was like 8 percentage points off his career average. Luka, his first year was... he shot 42% from the field. He averaged 21 points, 7 rebounds, or almost 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. And then, obviously, he, a couple years later... I mean,
wait,
even,
say his numbers again.
21, 8 rebounds, 6 assists.
Dude, if Cooper Flagg averages 21, 8, and 6 year one, we're throwing parades.
See, I think that's the thing. I think 21, 8, and 6 might be who he is.
For his career?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
But, yeah, it is. But it'll be efficient, and it's going to be also 21, 8, and 6, and 2 steals and a block and a half per game or something. And he's going to play lockdown defense. Like, he's the raw numbers, that's the thing. You're not going to see in 2023-24 when Luka led the league in scoring with 34 points a game. That's never going to be Cooper Flagg.
No, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't. And that's why I say just he might, if you're concerned about bust factor, it will literally only be relative to expectations that someone puts on it. If you're going to expect him to be a 34 point per game scorer, you're going to be disappointed. But if you Scottie Pippen was never a 34-point-per-game scorer, and that's who he's most compared to, is Scottie Pippen.
No, yeah, and he was one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Without doing that.
Nobody would pass on Scottie Pippen on this team.
No, absolutely not. So Cooper Flagg is officially a Dallas Maverick. Here he is on joining the Mavs with Hall of Fame players already on the team.
I mean, I'm really excited. You know, I think I keep saying I'm excited to be a sponge, to get down there and just learn, be surrounded by, you know, Hall of Fame caliber guys, and just to be able to learn from them. It's going to be an incredible experience. I feel so blessed, you know, to be in the position I am, and just to get down there, like I said, be a sponge, learn, and try and grow my game as much as I can.
You know, that is a unique situation for the top pick to go. The top pick generally doesn't go into this situation at all. The top pick generally does not come into a spot where there's other Hall of Famers on the team. Generally, the top pick goes to Washington. Mm-hmm. And it's got a bunch of guys you've never heard of trying to find their way, trying to make their way. And it's toxic. It's toxic.
Yeah. There's enough toxic here. That's for sure. He's coming in here to follow toxic. He is. And he's here to be the savior. Not only just the savior of them on the court, he is here to be the savior of them financially off the court.
You know,
that is a lot of responsibility. And to be fair, he seems like the perfect guy. If you needed to put this on any 18-year-old's shoulders, he seems like the one from everything we've heard.
Do you think this is toxic on the floor?
No, that's why I just said he's, I mean, it's delicate on the floor. That's why I'm saying when you say it's usually toxic, you're talking about on the floor. I'm saying there's plenty of toxic here. It's just not necessarily the play. That he's walking into toxic in terms of maybe more difficult toxic, which is, hey, we need you to save an organization. We need you to save their image with the fans.
Well, that's a big part of it. That there is that part of it. But he already did. I mean, I think he's already done that.
He's bought them time. He's gotten them a temporary restraining order. That's what he got them.
So you think it's still a...
Dude, there's a lot of people still unhappy with them.
Oh, of course they're unhappy. Yeah.
Nothing's directed at Cooper Flagg, I don't think, from the fan base.
Right.
The fan base, it likes him, and I think a lot of fans are saying, we deserved this. Nico doesn't deserve it. Patrick Dumont doesn't deserve it. I deserve it. We deserve this. The fans deserve it. So right. I think there's a lot of people. I don't think there's anybody upset that Cooper Flagg's here.
No. You better not be upset. Now, if you're upset that he's here because, you know, it means that Luka's not, okay, there's still that faction of people because he wouldn't be here if Luka was here. They wouldn't have.
If Luka had played, I mean, I don't know. If like Kyrie, they had Kyrie and Luka at the end of the 22-23 season and they ended up in the lottery. So, like, you could end up in the lottery.
They wouldn't have fixed it.
Depending on how slow Luka's... they wouldn't have fixed it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. They still, in theory, it was probably just as likely they were going to get the number one pick, which was about 1%.
That's true. That's true. I think they would. I just feel they would have been, you know, once Luka came back, a team that probably went a little further than they did. So they would. I don't believe it would have been.
Potentially, yep. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, do all the injuries still occur like they did? Does Kyrie get hurt? Does Luka get hurt again? Like, is there some sort of other tension that exists?
You don't know. We have no idea how things would have played out, but...
Regardless, it's exciting, and he's going to be a good player. The thing I would say, if I could give any piece of advice to the Mavericks this morning, which they're not going to listen, because they just do their own thing, but if I could give any piece of advice this morning is... You are already asking a ton of this kid. A ton. Do not make it any harder on him. From this moment on, shut your mouths. Don't make it any harder on him. Let him just come here and do his best to fix what you've effed up.
You're talking about the front office?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do it. I was hoping not to play it yet, but let's play it. He's been trying to kind of like steer.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to steer nothing.
Into this.
I'm not. No. I don't even want to play it. We'll play it later. We can be all positive this segment if you want. I'm just saying
that play would, next segment.
That would be my advice to them is just he's got a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Help him out and just get out of the way.
All right. So
that's
it. Well, so we'll play that at 6:20. But here is Marty Smith. Now, this is they had a watch party back in Maine, in Newport, Maine. where Cooper Flag is from. And, man, this was cool. Like, the entire city, town, whatever they call it up there, seemed like they were there all in their Duke jerseys. They're all going to be wearing Mavs jerseys. This is going to have like the highest TV rating of any city outside of DFW is going to be somewhere in Maine for Maverick games. But this is Marty Smith. This is pretty cool, I thought, on TV last night.
Welcome to Flag Day in Newport, Maine, where in just a few moments, as the clock winds down, anticipation is building. This community is so proud, not just of the athlete, but of the young man, of the character, of the hard work, of the humility that he exemplifies, that they know he learned right here in Newport. I spoke to his principal, Mary Netto, at Nokomis High School, and she told me that Cooper has completely rewritten reality for kids all over this state. They're watching one of their own, one of them, achieve the ultimate dream of flying highest atop the NBA draft tonight, right now. Let's go!
I half expected Marty Smith to go, "We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona."
I was waiting for, "And what you gonna do, brother?" I thought he was going full Hulkamania. Yeah. That was cool. Like the entire by the way, everyone in that town's like 58 years old.
Yeah. Everybody in Maine is 58 years old.
I have a feeling everyone in Maine is like that old. It's like when I go to Gaylord, Michigan, like the surrounding areas up there in northern Michigan, just in the country, that there's no young people. It's just everyone like gets out of high school and immediately is 58 years old. They look it, they act it. That's just like northern country living, I think. And it's country living anywhere, really. And that's exactly what it is. It looked like the gymnasium where everyone was in the gym, sitting on those bench seats that they have, and where the fold out on the gym floor. They all looked like they were 60 years old.
Yeah, it's just a different vibe where he came from. Now he gets to come run around uptown.
Honestly, hang out that's with the most scary thing. That's the most scary thing, because he's coming to a place he has no frame of reference. How big it is here compared to where he's from. And even in Durham, it's like, it's just a college town. I mean, I know it's outside of Raleigh, but still.
It's sprawling. Like the Metroplex is massive.
Yeah, and where he's going to live, he ain't never seen anything like it.
No, it'll be all new. But, I mean, he's also been, even if it's not been Maine, this is somebody who has traveled around to play ball and has been the dude for few years now.
Yes, he has.
And has probably had to deal with a lot of attention and different things like that that have prepared him the right way, I would guess.
It's exciting. It's a fun day. You get to see the Mavs future. Because we were robbed of our present, but we get the future now. All right. Well, it is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We were in a conundrum last night because I may have ruined a night for a certain Ranger baseball player.
You absolutely
player.
Did. You don't get to choose whether we're unloading the group text today. That's happening.
And we will play what Bobby is calling. What are you calling this audio? One of the most irresponsible things.
Just the dumbest thing.
Dumbest thing.
One of the 10 dumbest things the Mavs have said in the last 2 months.
And that's saying a lot. The audacity of the general manager to say this last night. Coming up next, Sean and RJ, 105 Through the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is Cooper Flag Day, part two.
Yeah.
Here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. I'm Bobby Belt. He's RJ Choppy. We got Peyton Russell running the board, Aiden Butler on the video, and then we got Khaki Kevin Walker is sitting in because he's going to be covering for Peyton here in a couple weeks.
Both wearing our upside down Dallas hats today.
Are they both? Whoa. Oh, you and Kev both are. I was like, I didn't even notice Peyton had a hat on.
I need to get a right side up Dallas hat.
Do it.
Just to like go against y'all.
Do it. I'm sure someone makes them.
I think those were just called hats for a long time.
Called hats. Yeah. Called regular hats.
Yeah, they were the right side up.
Just get the Cowboys. Just get a Cowboys one that just says the big D on it.
We're gonna be talking about we'll talk about the Rangers here in just a second and how RJ Choppy is going to draw the ire of many of you. But before we do that,
I saved you.
Oh no, you did not.
I saved you.
I can't wait to hear it. We'll get to that here in just a second, though, with the Texas Rangers. First. Man, Nico Harrison cannot get out of his own way.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if this is
You haven't heard
the clip yet.
I haven't heard the clip. I don't believe that he said this.
This was last night with this. Tim McMahon couldn't wait to tweet this out. He just picked up his phone. Oh, boy. And he was ready to go. And he sent it out there. And everybody immediately was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't say that.
I don't believe this one.
He did, because this is what Nico Harrison does. He says dumb things all the time. Everybody's excited. Everybody's like, yeah, Cooper Flagg is here. Surely there's nothing Nico can do to mess that up. Well, then someone asked Nico Harrison, hey, what was your reaction initially to getting the number one pick in the lottery?
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position. So, things happen. Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
No. That's AI.
That's a new drop. Fortune favors the bold.
That's AI. That is AI.
Literally, he is now taking credit for, we won the lottery because I was being rewarded by the universe for doing the right thing and trading
Lucas. Fortune favors the bold.
God, he's an idiot.
Oh my God. No.
This is the exact concern. He learned nothing.
He feels empowered. He feels empowered. Like, he feels like he did the right thing. This is, I'm trying to think of the example. Like, it's like, this is.
There's nothing like this.
There's nothing like this.
This is like if you,
Man, that was the one concern. That was the one concern when they got the number one pick. It's like, crap. They're not going to learn anything. They're going to get rewarded here.
Yeah, they touched the stove, and then mom was right there with aloe to put on it immediately. And you're like, oh, see, my hand doesn't hurt. It was fine. I can touch the stove again if I want. That's an awful quote. And I don't know if that's... Again, what I can't figure out with him is he tone deaf? I mean, he certainly is. But is he tone deaf, or is he calculated and defiant? Like, I don't know what it is.
I think he's just... Not arrogant, confident in his move.
But does he understand how that's going to be received when he says it? Do you think?
I don't think so. So obviously then
he's tone deaf, or he's just, I don't care how they receive it. I will stick my thumb in there.
I'm fine if he doesn't care how it's received. I'm fine with that. I don't think that anybody who's in a position like that should care how their message is received.
They should
care whether or not their things work.
Okay. Moves, fine, whatever else.
Yeah.
They should have courage and conviction on their moves.
Yes.
The rhetoric does not need to be defiant. Especially for an organization that had so many financial problems in the immediate aftermath of the trade. This is a guy who has angered the fan base for months. Mm-hmm. Things are finally kind of calmed down, and then he goes, let's do it again. Let's poke him in the eye. Your rhetoric does matter in terms of, like, he should worry about how his words are received.
Yeah.
Not necessarily his moves. His moves are his moves, and he should stand by him. But you need to be able to communicate.
I think he should feel... I think Nico, truthfully, should feel that it was the right move, right? Because if he doesn't think it's the right move anymore, that makes it even worse.
Sure. Believe it. That's fine if he believes it. Like, I mean, he's wrong. Believe it. The problem is the way he addresses it every single time. He could have just said, I was excited. We were thrilled. We got the opportunity to take a guy like Cooper Flagg. We're so pumped about what he brings to the organization. There's literally zero reason to throw in the fortune favors the bold commentary.
Yeah, that's
the bold.
That is, we deserved this.
Yeah.
For the courage I had.
That's dumb.
What an idiot.
It's very dumb.
Oh my gosh. All right.
It's upsetting because it's like, all right, yeah, we didn't learn anything. Again, I want him to have the The confidence in his ability. I want him to not care about whether his moves are popular, right? I want him to make the moves that are the best for the organization. That obviously, none of us believe the Luka trade was best for the organization, but they got a do-over here.
Yeah.
Right? They got a do-over here.
So don't mess it up.
So let's not mess it up. And that means let's not make any stupid, hasty trades. You know, let's not trade a 20. If Cooper Flagg is 24 years old, well, Nico will be gone by then because he said his window's 3 years.
Yep.
But if Cooper Flagg is 22 years old then, and he isn't maybe the 10th best player in the league yet, so let's just get rid of him.
He ain't done yet.
He is. It's stunning to me just how much he's willing to keep digging. He won't just stop. Just stop. Like, this should have all been focused on Cooper Flagg. Should not have been reflective at all. And you were. And you made sure to just go, not only again, not just that I was thrilled this happened or we got this benefit or whatever else. You went out of your way to say, this is the universe rewarding me.
Yeah, it is.
That is a damn it's narcissist.
Oh, people are sending the fan text right there. 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorneys, Fantex from the 817. He is the ultimate narcissist. I can't root for this team while Nico is still here. This sucks.
Nico's
going to end up right. That's the other one.
Okay, and if he ends up right, be right on the merits. Fine, be right on the merits. Right now, he needs to shut up.
I'm still 100% heartbroken by what they did.
Wow.
I'm
so mad Sean's not here today. I would have loved to have seen how Sean would have reacted to hearing this cut.
He'll get to next week.
What a stupid.
Oh,
ass
we're going to circle back on it. With
oh,
him.
We're going to have to.
Because
we are going to have to.
I almost texted it to him this morning at like 4:30 in the morning before I went on NBC5 because he wasn't here.
Well.
And because you didn't take it. But
well, I was on last week.
I know. So you were just like, you take it, buddy. You threw me the little Ricky Rubio dime.
Well, last time I went on there, I looked like Sandler after the Ranger game, just sweating like crazy because I was at baseball. Last week was like the World Series for us. So we had day games. It was like a 1 o'clock game or whatever, or 12 o'clock game. So I'm just dying, and I was like, I'm at baseball. I'll do it when I get my car. I get my car, and I've got like that pit of sweat in the neck area, just like Sandler last night. Sandler looked like he was in detox.
That's holy cow. That's a perfect transition right there. That's why we call you the master of the transition.
Look at that. Look at that.
Texas Rangers last night won a baseball game, which was exciting. But R.J. Choppy ruined history.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball over the outside corner at 99. And DeGrom with his seventh strikeout.
Seventh strikeout deep in the middle of a no-hitter there in the seventh inning. And I can say no-hitter now because you basically said it for all of us in the group text. And then literally the next 30 seconds, Peyton? Was it?
Maybe. I mean, it was
30 seconds
to
later.
Listen.
30 seconds later, DeGrom gives up the hit.
Okay.
That's not cool, guys.
It's far more likely. So I had already switched over to the NBA draft about at 6:40. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Halo coming up at 6:40.
Well.
Hey, look at that. So at 6:40, I switched over to the NBA draft. I know I had about 20 minutes before, but I wanted to see all the pregame stuff. So I had no idea that Jake was in the middle of a no-hitter. And then I switch back over, and I see that it says on the broadcast, like, no hits through whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I sent in the group chat, anyone still watching the Rangers?
Yep.
And Peyton said, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good. I just didn't want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby goes, I'm watching the Rangers. And then Peyton says, unless DeGrom, dot, 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 you know. And then the damn it chop.
Because literally, our texts came in, and it was like, crack, and there goes the ball through the hole on first and second base.
You know what?
This was you. This was you, but you are the new Shinx.
No.
Yes.
Maybe. But I wanted a Shinx. Okay? Because Jake DeGrom was, they were going to be put in a very difficult spot. Because they were going to keep him out there. These are the pitch counts that Jacob DeGrom has had in his last six starts. 81, 81, 81, 82, 84. Yesterday, he went to 89. They took him out immediately after. Mm-hmm. They would have kept him in there.
Yeah, they were letting him go.
They were going to let him go. This is a guy who we have to treat with absolute kid gloves. So I did you a favor.
No, you did not. This is
I did you a favor.
Let the man go.
Do you know, look at how many pitchers threw a no-hitter in the last 5 years, and then the next start after got hurt.
No way. That's never happened.
Just go look.
Let me see here. This would have been, he was 86 through 7. So he was, he was 12 pitches an inning.
What's the big deal? 86 through 7.
That would have been 110 pitches.
For a guy who...
You were saying the other day, listen, what's the big deal about 110? It's when you're throwing 130.
I totally agree with that statement, except when it's a guy who's got two Tommy Johns. That's the difference. So, I did you a favor.
What do you mean? He's got the freshest Tommy John on the team.
It is the freshest.
That is ready to take
it's
on...
It's the strongest Tommy John.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's the strongest knee ligament that they put in the elbow in team history.
He should be throwing 300 pitches a game. Like, that thing has got... That UCL is not going... For another 10 years anyway. He's just going to pitch for another 2-3 years.
He doesn't need to warm up at all.
Use it
up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, you know what? People are on my side here.
No.
Yep. This is Dave Raymond's fault. Broadcaster can't talk about a no-hitter, period. Two nights in a row he mentions it, and the next batter gets a hit consecutive nights. No. He didn't even say no-hitter. That's the way you do that, Bobby. He did nothing wrong.
But you, as soon as you drew attention to it in our text...
I didn't draw attention to it. I just said, as anyone was watching the Rangers.
You drew attention to it.
I said, good.
You said, good. I didn't want to say it.
Right, because they were winning a game. They'd scored runs.
But you...
The offense.
That immediately we had gone 2 hours without a hit, and all of a sudden there's one? This is... You got to own this. This is on you.
I will own it. I'm just saying, like, I'm not upset.
You're wearing a shirt that literally encourages walks. You don't like perfect games. You don't like no hitters.
I'm walking the walk. Okay. I said, great. Glad he pitched well. Didn't want him to go to 110 pitches. They would have been forced to do that. And I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna find out how many pitchers start after the no hitter.
Please do.
Have been hurt.
How deep into Lats got into the sixth with his no hitter?
He got into the sixth. Yeah.
So, yeah, he gets into the sixth with his no-hitter. Yesterday, I mean, outside of just the no-hitter aspect of this, obviously a good victory for the Rangers and able to bounce back after the bad loss in game one of this. They have the scrappy win in game two, and then last night it's dominant. They win 7-0, and ultimately they pull themselves back closer to 500 now.
Let's go. From the 6-8-2, Jared was mentioning it the entire seventh inning.
Jared is the king of, like, I'm not controlling the game. If I'm in the dugout, I'm not saying it. Jared believes that if you're sitting in the dugout, you can't say it. He said somebody around the world is always talking about it. Like, somebody in the stands
somebody
has said
in the stands
it.
Always
Someone
talking,
has yeah. said it. So he's like, the jinx applies to the people that are on the team. Do not say it if you're on the team.
I would not say it if I was an announcer.
I wouldn't either.
If I was an announcer, I would not say it. To me, being an announcer is no different than being in the dugout.
Is it because of the backlash of the fans, you think, that will come after you?
No, because I'm a baseball guy, man. You just don't mess with that.
Lewin would never say it. I think most of the other broadcasters we've had have said, I'm going to point it out. And I mean, there was a graphic pointing it out, even if Raymond didn't say it.
The graphic's going to point it out anyway. Yeah. Graphic's not saying it. Graphic's just a... statement of fact.
Did Lewin even have a pitcher that went that deep with a no-hitter? I don't know if they did.
Yeah.
No, he did. Yeah. Oh, okay. He did. I remember Rich Harden had a combined no-hitter into
against
the ninth.
Twins. I was at the game.
I was at the game, too.
Look at you.
I was at the game, too.
Where were you sitting, though? I was behind the first base dugout.
I was sitting in my season tickets, broke boy. Peyton, tell us what's coming up on the payload.
Guys, we have a loser sports fan that's being banned in Major League Baseball. And George Kittle, well, he talks about the payload all right. That's next on the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right, Bobby. That is the payload every Thursday at this time. You got PP in the morning. Tuesday's 8:20, but the payload, 6:40, baby. Guys, we start off with a story. This might be this might relate to Bobby the most here. This is a Major League Baseball sad story here. Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks. He was the center of attention the other day.
Wait, it relates second. To me the most.
Wait a second.
I'll get to the point.
Stop but, it. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Peyton, this is, oh, God.
Yeah. Marte was he was at the center of attention the other day for an incident during their game against the White Sox. Where during Ketel's at bat later in the game, a fan was shouting something towards him. It escalated after the at bat, and then once the Diamondbacks took the field the next inning, Ketel was seen crying behind the mound. Had to be consoled by his manager there. You could tell he was in a lot of pain. He was shouting back and forth with the fans in the dugout. The fan was ejected. But yeah, it was confirmed that the fan was shouting something about Ketel's mom, who had passed away in a car accident in 2017. We still don't know exactly what was said, but we do know it's a 22-year-old fan. White Sox fan, I do believe. So he is banned from every Major League Baseball ballpark from here on out, which is the right move here. Look, I'm all for trash talking. I get you got some of the crowd I could see it on, you know, Twitter and social media of, oh, well, that's just, you know, it's fair game, you know. But you mentioned family members and stuff like that. Like, it gets to, you cross the line a little bit. I'm all for the trash talk. When we talk about someone's family member, especially one that dies, it goes a little too far there.
I don't want to take up too much of your segment because I know you have other stories. Mm-hmm. So my large takeaways I'll save for later when we circle back on this. I'll just say it, like, I had no idea Ketel Marte's mom was dead. Like, I feel like that's somebody going like, I got to Google some stuff.
This is somebody.
I got to gather some intel. Just so, like, for them to Google it, think about it and go, yeah. This is one. I'm gonna do this. Like, that's like, it's like the crime of passion versus premeditated murder. It's there was planning involved here. You're done, dude.
All great hecklers do their research. It is an art form. To be able to heckle is an art form.
It was the image of him crying on the field. When he was crying on the field, it's like, you're done. Had he not cried, you wouldn't have been banned forever. He's sobbing on the field. The image got you banned.
I totally agree. Because he is not the first fan to talk about someone's mother.
What was that? You remember the Frankie Francisco chair throwing incident?
With
Jennifer Bueno.
Jennifer Bueno.
And I can't, what did Galloway call her?
Jenny No Good, or
he called her something. I think he called her something lizard or something. Oh, he called her something. I can't remember what it was. But when Frankie Francisco threw that chair, the whole way that fight started, at least the Rangers at the time claimed, was that somebody had said something about Doug Brocale's stillborn child while he was in the bullpen. And I remember just thinking, like, how, like, deep, especially in 04, where it's not like we've all got our smartphones and can just quickly Google stuff or whatever year that was. Like, how deep and dark are you getting with your research of, like, oh, I'm just going to shout some stuff at the bullpen?
Man, it's a lot. These fans, they get, like, they really try to use it as an art form. I'm a big proponent of heckling, getting in the players' heads. I don't do it. I'm not a heckler. I don't ever go down towards the bullpen.
Oh, we... But I heckled the hell out of Kyle Tucker when we were at the playoff game in 23 when I was sitting with Colt Heron from Rafter Peak Construction. That was we were in his ear all night. We were like right up front and just all night trying to be heard.
When I was in high school, we had I guess it was a freshman, so we would go to the varsity games and we would try to heckle the hell out of the team, and we would all grab the cheerleaders like that,
the megaphones,
mm-hmm. and just start, you know, finding something about the other player. That's what we tried to heckle, you know. And I'm sure that we crossed a line or two, especially like based on, you know, how idiots you are as a freshman in high school.
Sure.
But you know, when you're an adult, you got different standards for that. That said, you know, this is like heckling is, you're right. If he didn't cry, if he wasn't on the field sobbing uncontrollably for minutes, I don't think this fan is even kicked out of the game.
I think probably gets kicked out of the game because it looked like Ketel Marte requested it.
Right, but I'm saying, had he not...
So Marte requested for him to be thrown out before he had started crying, and then when he was on the field in the next half, he was crying.
Yeah, so the ban probably took place because of what was happening on the field. He was ejected, I think, long before they went back to the field, but...
Yeah, I think the ejection still happens
because of what happened. They're like, okay, we're just going to stop this now.
The perma ban, yeah, the perma ban doesn't happen without him crying on the field.
And look, I mean, this happened in April. A fan in Cleveland yelled at Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaren Duran after this player shared a documentary. He had the documentary out that he attempted suicide 3 years ago. The fan was ejected and banned from all ballparks after that incident. So it's happened before. You know, and I mean, this kind of reminded me about the 49ers fans after we had crosstalk with them and kind of they went after, you know, you three. They had sent you images of, you know, your family members and, you know, bad messages to your Instagram, Twitters, all that stuff. You know, it sucks, man. It sucks that they take it to that level. It's like be a fan, trash talk, but just leave the family members out of it.
Text us, text in 877-881-1053. What would you say to each of us if you were trying to heckle us on the baseball field?
That one dude says something to all of us. Just goes after our girls all the time.
Oh dude. Yeah, he was back dude. The other day.
He was back the other day. He's out of jail. He was out of Twitter jail.
Elon didn't ban him anymore. But this is why I've always wanted this to be allowed in sports where, look, the fans are talking crap. I'm all about it. But players get their chance to go after them as well. And some players do. Some players do. Look, if you want to talk crap, then you know what? Just have them square off. Go in the dugout or something. Go underneath the tunnel. And just, you know, if the fans really want to talk crap, let the players go after them there. But, all right, guys, next story here. It's the payload every Thursday at this time. George Kittle, 49ers tight end. He might have the key to a better bedroom lifestyle.
Oh.
Better bedroom activity. So listen up, Bobby. George was on the bussin'.
Me.
I had to pick someone. George was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he talked about how he uses a Vasper system to work out. For those who don't know, the Vasper system is where you're seated down riding a bike, and then there's like compression braces around your arms and legs. It also uses a liquid cooling technology. Bobby, are you familiar with? Do players use this a lot more? In this clip, he's going to tell us all about it. But
I've never heard of this. Never heard of this. So, I would assume a lot of this is just home care stuff too, like stuff they have at home.
Yeah. So it started, you know, NFL and our athletes, you know, all around are using it. But here is George sharing the benefits of using this to train on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
As soon as I get back in like the summer, that's like my cardio every day at the end of my workout. So like I'll lift, I'll run my routes, run hills, and then I do like a 20-minute Vasper session 4 days a week, no matter what.
No,
I love it. You feel, dude, you also, it knocks you the fuck out at night. Unconscious. Really? You sleep so well and you have wild dreams too. It's awesome.
Vasper system's doing a whole bunch of different things.
I mean, yeah, I'm not, the main selling point is you blow huge.
Oh, for real?
That's what
I'm gonna eat that back.
Yeah. Oh, so like,
what kind of are you talking? This sounds like huge ones, Will.
Huge ones. I know. I was like, how do I sit? Nah, I just got to say it. But, like, that's how it was sold, like, to like players. It was like, look, it boosts your testosterone, you sleep really well, you're gonna feel great, and you also blow huge. And I was like, oh, that's bull. And then that rumor started going around. And so like in like 2019, dude, like there were like six or seven coaches that were doing it.
So there you go. Look, players are using it now. And now you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, I want to improve my bedroom lifestyle. But
so it's a machine?
Yeah. So you ride it like a bike almost. You're sitting leaning back, but it's got like compressions around you. I tried to watch a video of it. It's one you might have to just watch. I don't really know all the technology around it, but yeah, you know, you're basically riding a bike and then it's working other muscles as well, but I guess it boosts your T levels.
I use the choppy system. It's just called being a unit.
Oh. Bro, this thing is weird looking. So look at this here. This is apparently what he's talking about. The Vasper system. I have no idea what that is.
That looks like a recumbent bike.
Sure. I don't know what that is, but yeah.
But at first I was like, okay, well, let's see how much these things cost. Let's see if I can get one in my new house there in Rockwall. Just a small payment of around $40,000.
for this 40,000?
40 grand to be like George Kittle.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
No, I mean, you know, it does all these other things. You're losing weight. You're, you know, it helps your, you know, hygiene, immune system, all that, you know, whatever it helps you with. But it makes you a better human, a brand new human.
He doesn't even know.
Is he just making up?
No, it helps your hygiene, your immune system. I was trying to find the list of things.
How does sweating help your hygiene?
There was a whole list of things, but yeah, you can.
your gum health will improve.
You'll have no more gingivitis.
All right. You will live eternity there,
okay,
basically.
Very nice.
But yeah, so there's be like George Kittle and get the Vasper system that NFL players and coaches are using. Last story here, guys, on the payload. If you want to be able to fart in front of others and not be judged for it, just become a pilot, baby.
What is happening?
Just become a pilot. Look, we have the payload, now we have the fart load here, okay? Look, an Argentina pilot says that they need to be focused more at all times and shouldn't have to hold in farts that could distract them or make them uncomfortable. Now, this made sense to me because I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I really want my pilot. You know, if I'm flying somewhere, I want my pilot to be focused. You know, have a good night's rest. You know, drink coffee or whatever they need to stay focused the whole flight. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, like if they ever had to, you know, go to the bathroom or had a stomach issue, like I want them to be just fine. So I want them, you know, if they need to fart in the cockpit, go for it. And the co-pilot apparently just has to take it. But I love this. It makes all the sense in the world to me.
Wouldn't it make, like, if you want them to be, like, just fine and have, like, you know, their utmost focus, wouldn't the smell of a rotten egg toot take you out of focus?
Yeah, but I think you're more.
Well, that's why. It's called the sterile cockpit rule, where you know how like when you're going through the checklist and doing things, you're not supposed to be talking. Like, guys, let's not talk. I think it applies there too. It's like if you're gonna do that, you have to hold it until after we're done with the checklist and we take off.
They don't want you to hold it in.
I'm just saying that's the one area where you have to. You may want to talk too. And it doesn't matter. It's called sterile cockpit. You can't do it. You've got to just, everybody needs to be focused, go through the checklist, because I've seen enough episodes of air disasters to know, and this plane went down and killed 240 people.
The flight attendant was flirting.
If they wouldn't have just missed this one little half-inch piece of plastic that they were supposed to flip,
right,
then everybody would be alive today. But they missed it.
You know, this is, I read this article too, but they also said, like, you know, you don't, like, pilots don't get the same meal.
Yeah, because they don't want something that's upsetting their stomach.
So yeah, so like if it's a bad like an airplane, the movie, they both had the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bad fish. And they passed out or got sick, whatever, died.
If Broadus was a pilot, they couldn't give him orange juice.
Correct.
Oh, geez.
So they have to have separate meals. And I don't know if the 2-meal rule still applies, but there you go.
That's smart.
That is the payload here. 105 to the Fan. Very
from
nice,
Peyton and George Kittle.
Yeah, Peyton. It's been nice working with you, man.
Ripping,
I don't know.
Your radio.
I don't know if we've seen you again. Let's hear for the newest Dallas Maverick, Cooper Flagg, next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.